On the magic island of Euclidea, the Gregory party is learning more of the wonders of the place and learning them very rapidly. When their boat was pulled to the pier by magnetism, Mrs. Gregory and her daughter Joan, Captain Bradford, and Jerry Hall found no one to greet them. They know the Euclidean scientists expect their landing. It's very puzzling as they walk across the island, enter one of the automatic elevators, and descend to various levels, searching for G-47 or one of his assistants. The mystery deepens as their elevator passes the 10th level, 100 feet below the surface of the sea and supposed to be the lowest level on the island. The elevator does not stop there, however, and we find them now 50 feet below the bottom of the island, 150 feet below the surface of the water, and still going down.
Oh, gee whiz, Joan. How far down does this elevator go?
I do not know, Jerry. I have only heard vague rumors of the Euclidean city below the ocean floor.
But, Joan, you said something about modern Atlantis. Surely you don't believe there's a lost continent under us.
Well, why not, Pat? The only people who refuse to believe the story of Atlantis are the same kind of people who said automobiles wouldn't run and airships wouldn't fly.
But, why, it's tremendous tech.
Yes, it's that all right.
Well, Joan's lived on this island 14 years. I should think she'd know more about this.
G-47 and his men have not told me everything about Euclidea. I think we may see things of which I have never dreamed.
Well, the only time I ever did see this kind of stuff is when I was dreaming.
This elevator keeps going down. We must be nearly 100 feet below what we believe to be the foundation of the island. And yet we go down. Down into what?
Well, whatever it is, it's been made by man. If these Euclideans can stand it, I guess we can.
I am as greatly surprised as you are, Captain Bradford. My knowledge of Euclidea will be useless here.
Well, whatever's going to happen to us, I wish it would happen quick. I'm getting tired going all in one direction in an elevator.
We stopped. No, we started again.
Something wrong here. We're tipping over.
Hey, quit pushing me.
But I am not pushing you, Jerry.
Tex, we're falling.
Hold steady. I think it's going to be all right.
What's going on here? We're almost over on our side. This flame elevator is lying down flat. And it still goes.
Perhaps we are now traversing a horizontal passage.
Joan, dear, you mean you think this elevator is traveling along a tunnel almost flat on its side?
It is obvious, is it not?
Well, golly whiskers. When their elevators are going to run like this, I wish somebody would tell me so I could get on top. I'm all squashed.
Well, it is a little uncomfortable, Jerry, but we'll be all right.
Yeah, it's swell for you. You're on top. But I'm getting all the wind knocked out of me.
I think our position is changing again.
Oh, boy, hope we don't have to stand on our heads.
No, Jerry, we're tipping back to an upright position.
Queer things, these Euclidean elevators.
Much too queer for me.
Me too. I like my elevators running up and down.
Is it not logical to have them also run horizontally?
Yes, dear, it's probably logical, but it's also upsetting.
We seem to be almost on even keel again now.
Yeah, I can tell that. I can get my breath.
But how long is this weird ride going to continue?
I have no way of determining that.
We're going at a terrific speed now. Wherever we're going, it shouldn't take us long to get there.
Have you any ideas to our direction?
Not the slightest.
We're going down.
Of course, Jerry. We all know that. What Mother meant was our direction from the center of the island during our progress along a level plain.
I wouldn't know.
We just passed another control of some type.
I hope we don't start upside down now.
We are stationary.
What?
Huh? Joan's right. We've stopped moving.
Well, so we have.
Then I'll bet it won't be long until something else happens to us.
That is probably correct.
Oh, I know it is. These Euclideans don't let much time go by without trying one of their tricks on you.
Well, we've evidently arrived at our destination.
Right, let's get out.
Do not open that door, Captain.
Why not?
I do not know why you should not. But it is well to remember that when the Euclideans wish you to pass through a door, that door is opened for you.
You mean we just stand here in this little steel coop until somebody lets us out?
Precisely.
It may be safer, as Joan suggests.
Well, no doubt of that, but I hope they don't keep us in here too long. I'd like to know where we are.
Well, we're somewhere near the Magic Island. You can sure tell when these Euclideans are running things. Everything always happens, so you can't figure it out.
I think I'll take a chance and open this door.
I wish you would not, Captain.
Oh, please, Tex, if Joan is worried about it, surely we can spare the few minutes it may take for someone to come and let us out.
All right, Pat.
Yeah, maybe take a few hours if they don't want to see us right away.
The door is opening now.
Yes, look. The door is opening, and no one is touching it.
Well, that's merely the usual procedure around here.
Well, I'll say it is. After a few weeks in this island, you get too lazy to open doors for yourself.
This one is certainly opening without human aid, and I think it's time for us to leave.
Yes, let's get out before this thing decides to take us back up to the surface.
Huh? Say, this looks just like those passageways up in the island.
The construction is obviously the same. We are in a corridor of the transparent steel.
And I suppose that on either side of us, someone is watching through those walls.
Probably.
Well, they can't hurt us any by watching. Well, which way do we go?
He knows much about it as I do, kid.
I think we should proceed as we are going.
Okay, Joan. Straight ahead.
This series of hallways seems to stretch endlessly in all directions.
Hey, that noiseless paint again.
Right, Jerry. Our footsteps don't make a sound.
Apparently, the Euclidean devices are much the same here as on the surface. What is it called, Joan?
I have heard it referred to as a modern Atlantis, but the actual designation is Euclidea.
Oh, the same name as the island, huh?
Obviously.
You're not very certain about things down here, are you, Joan?
I am not, Captain. This is my first visit, and I heard it discussed but little.
Well, it's a mighty big place, if our walking means anything.
We can't even depend on that, Jerry. For all we know, we're walking in a circle.
That is possible.
Well, even a circle will bring you back to your starting point. We'd better off at that elevator, and we are wandering around an endless hall.
Well, this is a fine thing. Here we come 4,000 miles to see people that we know want to see us, and when we get here, we can't find anybody.
It is indeed strange, Jerry, but I think it is being deliberately done, probably to impress us with G-47's complete contempt for us.
I'm sure of that. It doesn't require any more demonstrations to make me feel absolutely helpless when I'm around this weird place. How long do you think we should keep up this aimless walking, Tex? Tex? Why, Tex!
Golly, Whiskers!
The captain is gone!
But where?
No place.
But he's gone, Jerry.
Well, I mean, there's no place he could have gone.
Joan, dear, what does this mean? What's happened?
I do not know, Mother.
Tex was walking right along here with us a minute ago.
He was beside me, or at least I thought he was, and then I spoke to him. And when I turned, he wasn't there.
Well, let's stand still a minute and try to figure this out.
Well, let's do something.
Do not allow yourself to become excited, Mother.
Excited? When a man who was walking at my side suddenly disappears?
Joan means it won't do any good to get excited. We'll figure this out. We'll... Just keep cool like I am. And...
You must be very cool, Jerry. You are shaking as if you had a chill.
Yeah, I was just... Well, oh, golly.
We haven't passed a doorway he could have stepped into.
The captain would not have done that without telling us.
But he's gone, Joan, dear.
Well, maybe turned off at one of those other hallways.
I think not. The captain was with us until long after we passed the last cross corridor.
Well, just the same, I'm going back and look for him.
Now, don't get too scared, Mrs. Gregory. These Euclideans do things like this to you all the time.
Nevertheless, I feel that Mother is right. We must retrace our steps and endeavor to discover what took place.
Oh, okay. Back we go.
It should be only a few steps. Oh!
Yeah. Oh, he's right.
Well, this is a solid metal wall.
And yet this is the way we came. There is no other way.
We reversed our direction, and the corridor is too narrow to permit a turn we didn't notice. Yet there's a solid steel panel tightly closed against us.
Then it slid into place without a sound, and I'll bet the captain is on the other side of it.
Do not attempt to call out to him, Mother.
But, Joan,
I know what is best under these circumstances. The captain was deliberately separated from this party, and we would be foolish to attempt to locate him.
You mean we should leave him there without trying to reach him?
I guess Joan's right, Mrs. Gregory. We'd only make fools of ourselves trying to see anything these Euclideans didn't want us to see. And they really might hurt us if we made them too mad.
Well, yes, I can see that, but after...
We will proceed along the corridor as we were doing.
Yeah. We sure can't do Tix any good, and we'd better try to get somewhere.
Yes, but where?
Well, just anywhere, except this hallway.
Jerry is wise, Mother. It is to our advantage to locate someone at once and receive some advice on our position.
Very well, Joan. Come on. It seems a terrible thing to leave Tex here somewhere and go on without him. But we couldn't do him any good if G-47 doesn't want us to reach him.
I took Jerry through many experiences even more terrifying than this. And we were not harmed, were we, Jerry? Jerry!
Stand still, Joan.
Jerry is gone!
Yes, and if we don't move from this spot, we may be able to see where he went.
I think not. There was no sound, no disturbance. Yet Jerry has vanished as completely as if he were in another world.
Yes, another world. Joan... We are in another world. A world that we don't understand. I'm going back and... Oh, that steel door wasn't more than a foot behind us.
And Jerry is undoubtedly behind that partition.
Well, I'm not going to stand for any more of this. They can come and put me in one of their cells if they want to. But I'm going to find out what's happening. Jerry! Jerry! Jerry!
Mother! Mother, please! That will do no good!
No. No, you're right. It won't do any good. Nothing does any good in this wild place. Oh, why doesn't someone come and take us? Take us to a cell. Take us before G-47. Do anything with us to get us out of this awful uncertainty.
Come, Mother. We will proceed.
Proceed into what?
That we will learn when the scientists are ready to have their wishes made known. We will walk rapidly and quietly.
Yes. Yes, we'll walk. Come on, Joan. We'll walk like this, putting one foot before the other, walking heavily on a steel floor, yet making no sound. And then one of us will be next, and one of us will be left alone. Alone to face what?
Be calm, Mother. Be calm.
Yes. Yes. Be calm while my world falls to pieces around me. Be calm while you're in danger. Hold tightly my hand, Joan. Oh, I'll never let them separate us. Hold tightly, Joan. Joan!